Okay. So first is a Hasidic Shavuot. The idea, by the way, the idea of the Seder is not to survive and to get through it. Maybe that is a requirement also, but the idea of the Seder is certainly to, in the language of the Rambam, l'saper benisim v'niflos, to speak about the wonders and the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us. And as the Seder, as the Baal Haggadah, the author of the Haggadah says, that the Rasha, the wicked son who denies his place among the community of believers, meaning Hotzi es atzmo min haklal, he took himself out of that mitzvah of Magir, or that mitzvah of Pesach, he's kafar bi'ikr, he's denied the essence. Why is he denied the essence? Because the night of Pesach is such an important night of being together, being part of the birth of Klal Yisrael. The birth of Klal Yisrael is what's going on Seder night. So everybody has their own Seder situation. Some people have a very, you know, private, quiet, intimate Seder experience. Some people have a large gathering, and many different types of Jews are at the Seder. As Rabbi Jonathan Rieti said, a dysfunctional Seder is a Seder with more than one person. It's a good line, no? A dysfunctional Seder is a Seder with more than one person. You have Uncle Joe, who's putting on his yarmulke for the second time that year, Yom Kippur and Pesach, and you could tell the folks, you know. And then you have your brother Nehemiah, who has 72 pages of Divrei Torah on Kaddish, right? So, you know, and you have everything in between. So let's not forget that the plan here is to be ma'amik, to deepen one's appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the lives of Am Yisrael and in our own personal lives. Ve'osanu hotzi misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out, right? Ve'osanu, us, me, you and I. Let's think about how to do that. How to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashgacha in our lives. And that's a very, very important thing to do. And to go, L'saper benisim v'niflos. What happened in Mitzrayim? What happened in Mitzrayim? Right? The Jews were dejected for hundreds of years. What happened in Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu awakens Klal Yisrael. Paro is so strong. The Jews are in a very bad, depressed state. And slowly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out of this place. Why did he wait so long? Right? Very important questions. These are all necessary for us to think about. Be ma'amik. So that's, I guess that's the big picture. Having said that, let me share with you one moving Dvar Torah. We know that there are many different traditional things in the Ashkenazi or Hasidic world about how to speak about the Seder, like Kadesh Urecha, all that. So there's a famous traditional Eastern European beginning of the Seder, and it goes like this. Some of you might be aware of this. Kadesh, when father comes home from the shul on Pesach night, he must immediately recite the Kiddush so that the little children will not fall asleep. And they will ask the four questions beginning with Manishtana. Have you ever heard of that? That opening? Right? When Tata is coming home, coming to Haim, right, from the base Knesset, right? And the Leof and Pesach, he must immediately recite Kiddush. that the little children will not fall asleep. So one of the Rebbe's, an interesting person known as the Spoler Zeda, he said that this is on a deeper level. When father doesn't mean daddy, it means Tata in Himmel. When Hashem sees that the Yidden have gone to Shul and poured out their neshamas and tefillah, even though they're so tired from their pre-Pesach work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu must recite Kiddush right away. Kiddush Miloshon Kiddushin. That means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu married us. He must redeem us from the Golus right away, so that the little children will not fall asleep. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children are Klal Yisrael. HaBein Yakir LeEfrayim, my children, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. He must act quickly, so they will not fall into the slumber of exile and despair, God forbid, of ever being redeemed. So that they will ask the four questions, beginning with the Manishtana. While we are still strong enough to ask Manishtana, why is this night, why is this bitter exile different from all other nights? In other words, we still have enough passion to ask the question. We still are interested in our Yiddishkeit. We still want to have that yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu awakens us before we have reached a slumber beyond redemption. And that's a very big inyan of Pesach, to awaken the Yiddish hearts. Okay, Chevra, it's a short word tonight, but I think a precious one. Have a meaningful and beautiful and wonderful day. Kol tov.
Good to see you.